Hi, this is Dennis from 5StarDad.com. Today's podcast, a parent's guide to helping children during COVID-19. As 2020 has brought most parents new challenge in supporting their children to have to pick up their school coursework while being home and learning online. As a fellow dad, I want you to ask yourself this question. Are you struggling to balance your day with supervising your child's coursework? Try the following suggestion for providing the parental guidance and input your child's needs. Number one, planning and preparing. Your school may have sent your child home with a device and material for completing their assignments. You'll still need to provide structure and motivation to make sure that they keep up with the class and don't slack off. Follow these strategies to develop an effective structure. Number one, schedule your days. Stick to your usual routines as much as possible, including bedtime and meal times. Let your child know you expect them to log in on time for classes each morning. Number two, arrange your space. Designate an area just for school. It may be a room or a section of the dining room table. As long as it's quiet and comfortable, stock up on supplies like notebook, pens, calculators, and any other essential things that your child will need to be successful in online learning. Limit distractions. Ban games and movies during class time. Keep in mind that some children may learn better with a little background noise, such as classic music. Number four, enjoy recess. Breaks and lunch hours are essential. Serve healthy food and provide lots of fun options for physical exercise. There's tons of things that I have been finding lately and have been passing on to my kids on YouTube. Number five, be social. How can your child maintain their friendships? Use technology for group study sessions, video chats, and virtual play dates. Encourage your child to continuously connect with his friends or her friends, even though that they cannot be directly in front of them. Number six, contact your school. Ask school officials and teachers about the most effective way to communicate with them and stay in touch regularly. Find out what resources are available for collaborating with other parents. Basic study skills. Teach your child to learn effectively. Strong study skills will be a valuable asset online and once they get back into school offline and in their future careers. Train study skills with these techniques. Number one, give practice tests. Many studies show that testing yourself is one of the most productive ways to learn. Design questions together with your child. Treat quizzes like a game to reduce anxiety. Number two, conduct reviews. Prepare for tests by going over past material on a regular basis. Your child is more likely to forget their lesson if they cram at last moment. Create outlines, identify key facts and major themes. Build a framework, increase reading comprehension, and strengthen writing skills. It also encourages critical thinking. Proofread and edit. Review a child's complete assignments before they're submitted. Make revisions together until they're comfortable doing it on their own. Evaluate your progress. Give your child constructive feedback. Discuss teacher comments and test results. Ask your child to describe their strengths and weaknesses. Set specific goals like reading a certain number of pages each day or looking up unfamiliar vocabulary words. Passion projects. Take advantage of the opportunity to spend more time with your child. Create happy memories and nurturing their personal interests. Something to consider as far as ideas. Browse for resources. Even if field trips are currently on hold, there are vast collections online for any subject your child loves. Delve deeper into dinosaur or sports nutrition. Be selective. At the same time, it's easy to become overwhelmed by your choices. Start out with a few reliable sources or ask your child's teachers for recommendation. For example, you might want to explore the PBS Parenting Play app and Learn app for younger kids and great courses for their old siblings. If you have something like the VR wireless headset, there are some museums that offer experiences. So definitely look into that. Be selective. At the same time, it's easy to become overwhelmed by your choices. Show enthusiasm. Make learning a fun activity that draws your close together. Reward your child's efforts with prizes like stickers or baking their favorite dessert. Hang their artwork on your refrigerator or places where you work. And applaud when they read you their book reports. While circumstances may change, the importance of education remains the same. Your goal is to help your child to gain knowledge and skills that will enable them to have positive impact on the world. Be patient with yourself and stay connected as you make the transition to online learning. So that marks the podcast. Thanks so much for joining. If you want to find out more about Five Star Dads, please head over to fivestardad.com community. That's fivestardad.com community. It's a Facebook group. We are looking to grow and invite mind-like dads that want to learn from other dads who are interested in identifying how to raise happy and successful kids. Thank you for listening.